What's going on, Beaches? Welcome to the Daily Soul Podcast, episode 1903. It is Thursday, July 22nd, and tonight is our Ankle Mobility Live Masterclass inside Soulnormous X. So if you want to get access to tonight's exclusive live stream and, of course, get access to all the private live streams, make sure you head on over to SwoleNormousX.com and join the Swole fam today. It will be streaming live inside Swole TV and our private Facebook group. And, of course, it's available for later viewing, but you don't want to miss it live because we'll take some live Q&A as well. Again, head on over to SwoleNormousX.com to sign up today. Check the links also in the show notes down below. All right, if you haven't already, follow the Daily Swole right here on YouTube and, of course, also over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, wherever you like to bang your ear holes. You could also head on over to thedailyswole.com and check out all the links for everywhere the podcast can be absorbed. And also blowing it up over on TikTok at The Daily Swole. So check us out everywhere that we are banging your ear canals. Before we bust out of here, because we got the masterclass coming up shortly, I want to read you an amazing post from yesterday's episode. And this is from Jennifer from Inside the Swole Fam. And hopefully this will light your nips on fire and really get you amped up for crushing it today and maybe reset your focus as to what's most important and how you can be consistent. So obviously with the seven pillars of Swolenormous, pillar number seven is consistency. So the first six pillars, and on a side note, if you don't know what the seven pillars are, you can check the show notes down below and download your free copy over there at SwoleNormousX.com. It's actually right there at the top of the page in a big red bar. So the first six pillars are absolutely essential. However, if you're not consistent, is it really going to make that much of a difference? You know, you miss one day a week and you just kind of let it all go. All right, you'll see more progress than if you do jack shit every single day. But you really want to be consistent every single day, which is going to get you optimal results. You got to go all in. And life's not perfect. Shit's going to happen. Things are going to get in the way. But how you react to them, what can you control? And of course, the things that you can't control are exactly those things you can't control. Shit's going to go sideways, but how you react to them is going to be everything. So let's read this post from Jennifer. And she writes, "Hey there, fam. I have a confession to make. Yesterday, I was a major tainty magooch. Boo. I weighed myself and the scale said I had gained about 6 pounds. I was in shock because I've been working my butt off. My nutrition slipped a bit, but not enough to warrant a 6 pound weight gain. So after some rude words to myself, I didn't work out and ate horribly for the rest of the day. This morning, I woke up and felt like dog shit. My stomach hurt from the bad choices I made, and I didn't sleep very well. As my brain searched for another excuse to keep feeling sorry for myself, I remembered something Papa Swolio said just recently. The scale is a lying beesh. The number on it is exactly that, just a number. It is not a reflection of who I am and the work I have done. I got on my Fitbit app and sure enough, I found the reason for the weight gain. Aunt Flo is on her way and this is just the bloat before the storm. So I put on my big girl panties, rocked the hell out of some cardio and total body ignite, did a session of brain gains and I feel a lot better already. What I learned from this experience is I need to stop listening to the bad shit my brain says and keep moving forward. I can tell there is a difference in my clothes and my stamina. So yes, I was a tainty magooch, but I will be one no more." That's what's up, Jennifer. That is what's up. And if you don't know what a tainty magooch is, you got to listen. You got to plug into our Tuesday episodes every Tuesday. Every tainty Tuesday is a tainty magooch day. So make sure you're following the Daily Swole. Join us live. It's so much fucking fun. The Swole fam, we have such a good time. I mean, it's people from around the world, all ages, all races, everyone of all levels of experience, like around the world, everyone is crushing it. It's people from all walks of life, all levels of experience that have a similar focus on self-improvement. We fucking ditch the woke culture, all that pussification, the arm around the shoulder nonsense. We have compassion for one another, but with facts and real talk. we're not immune to reality. We understand what is actually factually happening in our world and in our bodies, and we focus on what we can control. And that's really the power and the strength of the Swole Fam, is that it doesn't matter where you're starting from. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. All that matters is where you're going and how you are going to get there. We're doing it together. And if you're ready to join us, if you're ready to start your journey, and it doesn't matter if you've been lifting your whole life or you have never lifted a weight ever, period. If you're ready to fucking make a difference from this moment onward, join the Swole Fam today over at SwoleNormousX.com. More biceps and gorillas for Jennifer. Thank you so much for posting that, Jen. It's awesome. You know, you're going to fuck up sometimes, but at the same time, that starts to dissipate. The longer you're part of the Swole Fam, the longer you are following the seven pillars, those mistakes, falling off the wagon, so to speak, it just happens less and less. It really does. Anyone that's a member will tell you the same thing. That's the classic type of yo-yo bullshit, because if you're doing any of these fad diets out there, that's why people fail. That's why everyone's parroting the same shit that all 95% of all diets fail. Fuck that nonsense. 95% of shit that is a bad idea will fail. Makes sense, right? I always say, if you build a square wheel, it's not going to roll well 95 to 100% of the fucking time. So it's very important that you do things the right way. And if you're trying to only focus on restriction, you're not focusing on food quality, you're not focusing on sleep. Man, not getting enough sleep and not getting quality sleep is one of the top reasons people gain weight and binge eat and reach for those processed foods and gain, you know, 15, 20 pounds a year. I mean, think about the seven pillars. Pretty much every single one people completely ignore in this country, and it's spreading around the world. But most of those seven pillars, if not all of them, people don't do. People have shitty communities. People eat shit food. They don't exercise. That's the first three pillars right there. Pillar number four, recovery. They don't drink enough water. They don't sleep. So fucking recovery, done, out the window. Mobility, five. Who fucking does mobility regularly? Very few people. Number six, mindfulness. How many people meditate? Very few. And I think pillar number seven is the only one that the average American is consistent with, but they're missing the first fucking six. They're consistent with doing jack shit. They're consistently trashing their body. Now, all I see everywhere, just people that don't give a fuck about their health. And we can't say this enough. If you're concerned about COVID, if you're concerned about your health, let me remind you that of all hospitalizations, 80% are obese. Of all deaths, 40%, that's 40, have diabetes. So you tell me, how important is it to take care of your health? How important is it for you to fortify your immune system? Pretty fucking important, I would say. Pretty fucking important. That's just one aspect of it. Do you want to get tired walking up a flight of stairs? Do you want to have joint pain? You don't have to be obese to have joint pain and back pain and knee pain. Come on, fam. It's time for you to step up. Stop settling for average. And if you surround yourself with average people that are fucking lazy, guess what you're going to end up being? You're going to gravitate towards those habits. And you are the outcome of all your habits. That's a fact. If you have bad habits on the daily, guess what the outcome is going to be? Shitty fucking health. As a sum of all those bad habits compounded day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and decade after decade, until you can't even wipe your own ass, until you're in the ground. So think about it. It's some serious shit. You can enjoy your life. You can enjoy eating with friends and family. But do you have to stuff your face with trash, with fake nonsense? Do you have to binge drink until you can't fucking see straight and be puking the next day? Do you have to be stuffing sugar into your face because you're watching TV? Like, enough of this complete mindlessness. Scrolling on your phone, watching endless hours of TV and Netflix, that's mindless. Guess what pillar number six is? Mindfulness. Being aware, being present, being conscious. It's time to turn the tide. Let's fucking get after it. Now's the time. Now is the time. And I don't care what anyone else says. You got to take care of your health. It's the most important thing. So tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time, episode 1903 will be exclusive for members only. We got awesome Swole Fam posts, and then we are jumping right into the live masterclass, live Q&A while we talk about ankle mobility. Going to show some demos of certain exercises that you can do at home. We'll talk about some pieces of equipment that you can purchase to make improving your ankle mobility more effective. And, you know, it's just the first of many that we are going to go through in order to improve range of motion, decrease pain, reduce the risk of injury, and optimize strength and performance. It's going to be an awesome episode, and I really hope you join us inside the Swole Fam. It doesn't get better than the Swole Fam. You get started for less than $5, and you can upgrade to unlimited memberships at any time. By the way, our Hot Swole Summer Special with 3-month, 6-month, and annual special options are disappearing this coming Monday, I believe. Only a couple days left to get big time savings for the Hot Summer Swole Special. Don't miss out on that. Again, all that is available over there at swolenormousx.com. You could check the description, the show notes down below. And fam, I will see you all tonight inside Swole TV at 8 p.m. Eastern time.